Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, what are you doing? It's a Twitter question. What are you doing? Are you shopping or are you saving? Here's a dilemma for those of you who are a little better off. We've heard of people who feel if you have a little more money that you kind of have an obligation to go shopping right now because it's good for the country. And we've heard of people who are a little better off who think, well, I can't take that trip that I was going to take because it's just so unseemly right now when everybody else is crashing. What are you doing? No matter what your means, are you shopping or are you saving? Deanna in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Deanna.
Hi there. I don't know what makes Thomas Friedman an expert on financial institutions and the economy. Shopping is not the way to get out of this, according to one very convincing book I read from someone who is an expert, Kevin Phillips, who wrote Bad Money.
Mm-hmm.
He points out that we didn't get out of the Great Depression by private debt and private spending. That is what has fueled the economy, maybe in the last 20, 30 years. But he said this will no longer work, and he gives very convincing arguments that we have to go back to public spending and public shopping, as it were.
Well, they're not necessarily opposed to each other. I mean, the point of a stimulus... Part of the point of a stimulus is to get the economy moving again by having people get the checks or get the public works jobs or whatever and start spending.
Yes, but the spending has been fueled by huge private debt, credit card debt,
yes,
and mortgages they can't afford. He said this is just untenable and, you know, we have to go back to government spending.
Deanna, thank you very much. Jana in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jana.
Hi there. I just want to say that I've been spending very conservatively lately, but my New Year's resolution is going to be only to spend money with the things I need and not with the things I want.
Only the things you need and not the things you want. Is that being driven by your changing economics, or do you think that's just kind of the moral thing to do, the virtuous thing?
I think I should be doing that. I don't know in regards of the country, but for my own safety, and for the future, I don't know how exactly it's going to be the future. Nobody knows, but I think I should be doing that if I want to, you know, tomorrow, if you have money in case I lose my job or my daughter cannot afford to go to college and things like that.
Jana, thank you very much. Ben in Brooklyn, are you shopping or are you spending? I mean, spending or saving?
I am shopping, but I run a small business. As a matter of fact, in Brooklyn, and I just wanted to chime in with my two cents that we have actually witnessed a slowdown in our sales, which is kind of the opposite of that. A lot of people say alcohol sales go up in bad times.
Uh-huh.
We have actually seen a slowdown.
Can you put a finer point on it? Can you tell, like, which of your clients, you know, which of your former customers is not coming in, or are they in categories, anything like that?
Well, I would say... our business is pretty much driven by regulars. People live very close to us. They're still coming in, but they're just drinking less. So I think our customer bases remain the same. But people are, they'll say things like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to have to, you know, I'm going to head home early because the economy, et cetera, et cetera. So we have definitely seen a slowdown.
All right. Give a shout out to your bar. What's it called?
It's called Bar Great Harry at Smith & Sackett, right by Carroll Street on the S. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take
Hear
care.
That, everybody in that neighborhood. On the way home, stop in at Ben's place, huh? Steve in Orange County, you're on WNYC. Don't have too many. Just stop in. And don't drive it, but go there. Steve in Orange County, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, hi. My comment is similar to the woman who called a couple calls before. I mean, this idea of trying to stimulate the economy by reminding us to go out and spend money, where the principal source of that money for most shoppers is adding onto credit card debt, ties us back into the same problem. I mean, you cannot continue to try to solve this problem by entrapping us into this spending fiasco, which brings us back into the same situation, which points it all back to the same thing. The public and some of our politicians have to let go of the fear of the fact that government taking control and holding taking bigger hand in things is not the big socialist fear that people feared. We may have no other alternative. who's got the money to add on to their already mounting credit card debt in order to go to the store and in order to keep things going.
Steve,
I don't.
Steve, thank you. Bernie in Pennsylvania, you're on WNYC. Are you shopping or saving?
I'm saving. I would like to shop, but I don't want to really spend the money that I don't have. It would be nice if the government can give us money to spend on. You know, they want to cut back, and take the money away from the taxpayers. But how about giving us money to go out there and help the economy?
My screener tells me you're a truck driver. What are you hauling?
Yeah, I'm hauling freight, regular freight, electronics, Best Buy stuff.
And is can you tell, you know, from your work what's happening out there?
Well, it's slowing down. A lot of people are struggling with paying for fuel, the diesel. You know, it went down a little bit, but the owner-operators are still struggling just to pay fuel, and taxes are outrageous.
Bernie, good luck out there. Thank you.
Okay.
Ray in Orange County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ray.
Hi, I wanted to thank you for airing your program. I listen almost every day, and your topics are great.
Thank you.
My comment is that basically we're trying to spend because the holidays are coming, but we're really trying to catch up on all our bills,
uh-huh.
So it's impossible to save. And the other comment I wanted to make before with Tom was I agree with him that, you know, it's not a good point to give a bailout to someone who's coming in private planes. But I think there's a solution which does seem to make sense. And someone had put this out. I can't remember who wrote this before. But the $700 billion, if that were to go to the individuals of America and give a distribution, but whatever formula they use and then how they have to use it to pay off debt and then also to spend money in buying, but instead of giving it to these big behemoths, these big companies who have poor management and failed us in the past, we're drawing good money after bad, it should be better off in our hands.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to hear, I think, from President-elect Obama at his new news conference is more details about his plan for some kind of huge bailout or stimulus for average Americans. Chuck Schumer was out on the Sunday talk shows yesterday saying this should be as big as the $700 billion bailout to the banks. Now we need a stimulus plan. And Obama, in his Saturday radio and YouTube address, was talking about public works plans to rival what's being spent on the banks, although he's not putting a number on it yet. So you would like that, right?
Yeah, I happen to agree with that, except that we shouldn't throw the money at these fuel companies, the AIGs and the Wall Street and the auto companies. We should just put it back into America's hands,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great plan. It's just that, and you know what, when we get the money, we can get taxed on it. So there's some kind of rebate back to the company, to the government, and
right.
we can stimulate that.
Thank you very much. From our comments page, Connie in New Jersey, are you spending or saving? I was getting ready to spend about $3,000 to replace my ugly old self-installed kitchen flooring when things started to get bad. I've decided to wait and see, at least to see whether I get a Christmas bonus. Chris in Brooklyn, I am investing. I work 9 to 5 as an architect, but I am starting a T-shirt line using my artwork. I am investing small amounts of money to build up an inventory of my products. Good for you, Chris. Kristen in the Bronx. I am shopping in a big way. I just bought a third property yesterday. I couldn't sell my Bronx apartment, so I am subletting it and buying a house upstate. Wow. Taking advantage of the buyer's market. And HJS writes, if we go shopping and buy most goods from China, does that really help our economy? Should we leave it there? I think we leave it there. You can keep posting to our comments page. Are you shopping or are you saving? One of our uncommon economic indicators that we will continue to do day after day on this program. And again, don't forget that coming up at noon, you will have a choice here on WNYC. We will have President-elect Obama's news conference as he unveils his economics team and takes questions from reporters, undoubtedly answering Ray in Orange County's question about how much he plans to invest in ordinary Americans, not just the banks. I'm sure he'll be asked to comment on the Citigroup bailout of today. Interesting that the president-elect taking questions from reporters on this, of all days, coming up at noon. And you will have a choice. We'll carry the Obama News Conference at noon on AM 820 WNYC. We will have the Leonard Lopate Show, as usual, on FM 93.9. You can find either at WNYC.org. And we've still got our question up at WNYC.org that asks, in your opinion, should the government bail out Citigroup?